Begin the current daf, set this need the daf ches. Begin at the bottom line of daf zayinim beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, and that is we had in the halacha of our Mishnah machlekes regarding the women that are dying shaitan, which although generally by a regular woman, when she has a flow, we don't know when it happened, so then we have to suspect even past 24 hours or last time that she checked. However, regarding four women, Rabbi Eliezer said that we presume that it happened right now. She's considered Musulekas Dumim, and we don't consider her that blood is found by her, and if it is that there's a flow, we suspect it happened right now. Rabbi Shua said in the Mishnah, I only heard regarding Besula, but Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. And that the Gemara quoted Shmuel, who said that there's actually four places that Halacha falls like Rabbi Eliezer. So although he's a Shamuti and we don't pass like him, but there are four places that we do. On that, the Gemara asks, but for Suleka, are there no other places that Shmuel says that Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer? But Vika did not, but there's a Mishnah Masech Tzivamas. Rabbi Eliezer, he says, is continuing to have a chesim at Aleph, melamdim esakatana shetimoin, but we teach the minor girl to do miyun, which is, as the Gemara brings over the Imperik Basham and Yavamas, that if there's two sisters that are married, two brothers are married to two orphaned sisters. One was an adult when she got married, and one was a minor. Now, if the husband of the adult passes away, comes out, that now she has what's called a zika, an attachment to her brother-in-law to go ahead and do yibum, who he's married to her younger sister. Now, that zika then overrides and rejects the marriage that he has to the younger sister, thus making him forbidden to the younger sister, because the marriage he has to the younger sister biblically is not considered anything. It's only rabbinic marriage. And now he has a biblical halacha of zika, which is that he has to marry his brother's widow who died without any children, so he can't stay married to the wife that he has right now. Now, the thing is, if he divorces the minor wife that he has with a ged, he's not going to have to do yibum anymore with the older sister who he has yibum to, because now she's going to be achayis kirushasa, the sister of his divorcee. Rather, the halacha, Rebbe Eliezer tells us, is we teach the minor wife do miyun. Miyun is a process of rabbinically, which the whole marriage is rabbinic, to uproot the marriage as if it never happened. Never happened. Oh, so he's never married to the younger sister. Now I can do yibum to the older sister. That's the Rebbe Eliezer's halacha, what we do in that type of situation. He says, Shmuel, halacha, Rebbe Eliezer. See, halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer. In another place, why is it say he's only in the four places we mentioned in the previous stuff? Says the Gemara, Ki Amr Shmuel Halacha Rebbe Eliezer Bedal, when did Shmuel say that Halacha Falls Rebbe Eliezer only in four places? That's Besed the Taharas, which we're in Sayed the Taharas in the last Seder of Shas. That's what we said. He says Halacha Rebbe Eliezer in four places. Of Beshar Siddharm Meketuvah. But in other Siddharm of Shas, then yeah, there's many places where we say Halacha Rebbe Eliezer, and this is one of them. And says the Gemara, V'chana Mestab, it's logical, like we're ending right now, that there are other places Halacha Falls Rebbe Eliezer. It's just four places in Nida, in those in Sayyid Tars. That's not like the Mishnah Masechta Schala. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, again Rebbe Eliezer, who we're discussing, he says the following halacha. It says, Afarei de Benaisin Sal, also someone who is taking out of the oven and putting into a basket. We're talking about a case where if someone kneaded the dough less than the four-fifths, the five quarters of, where there's a certain measurement, a minimum of challah. Now, if one makes the challah in that measurement altogether, which are called chameshis revoim, five quarters, if you put it together, if you make it together, then that's the shear that you chayv not to separate a small piece to give it to the kain. Now, if someone made it in smaller quantities, although he's making a lot of them, but they weren't made together, then they're exempt from challah. Now, but says Rabbi Eliezer, if someone took these separately made batches, which for each one were less than the measurement, and puts it into a basket, sahasal mitzarfen, the basket combines them when he's taking it out of the oven, l'chala, then now it's obligated in the shir of chala, because now it's like it's together, and has the requisite shiri, you're going to have to take off chala. That's Rebbe Eliezer's halacha. V'am Rebbe Yehuda Mishmol, he says halacha Rebbe Eliezer. So the Gemara, Shmamina, obviously like we're saying, what do you mean, how could he say, we only said four in the previous stuff, here there's another place, obviously that was only in Seyd Taris, but in other places, like in Masechta Chala, which is in Zeroyim, the halacha could be like Rebbe Eliezer. Now the Gemara wonders, what's better, what you just brought from the Mishnah Masechta Schala, Mihai, from this that we just brought a moment ago, from the Halacha in Masechta Yevamos regarding Miyun, that you're saying, oh, Hachina Mishtab, it's logical to say that, oh, you see that Halacha does follow like him in other Siddharm in Shas. When we already learned that by the Halacha just said from Yevamos regarding Miyun, that in other Siddharm, Halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer. What are you proving from Chala? We already proved it from Miyun. Then the Gemara says, no, because actually the halacha that we first brought from Yevamos regarding miyun, the minor's refusal of the marriage retroactively, you can't infer that you see that in other sedarim, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because over there is Mishum Dekoy Rabbi Lazar Kavaseh. There regarding the halacha of miyun is because Rabbi Lazar, a different Tana, holds like Rabbi Eliezer in that same halacha. So you could say that since Rabbi Lazar supports Rabbi Eliezer in his halacha, that's why there the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. But because of Rabbi Eliezer himself, maybe we wouldn't say the halacha is like him. And that's why we needed the halacha Masechet Tzchalah, which is purely Rabbi Eliezer, and you see that in other stam the halacha is like him. Because it's not like in the Mishnah Masechet Yevamos that Rabbi Lazar Omer, different Tana, he says the same halacha, which is Malamna Nesekhet Tana Shetei Moinbay, which he's in a different context over the Perek Beishamai. But he says the same idea that we teach the minor wife to do miyun, and therefore it wouldn't be a raya from there because it's not purely Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara questions this and says, what do you mean, mikoi? Is Rabbi Eliezer the same like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore you said it wouldn't have been a good raya from miyun, you had to bring it from the halacha of challah? But va'atzruchu matzruchin aluhu, but we actually say that both halachas are necessary because the Gemara brings up within Yevamos that Shmuel says regarding the first halacha, halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. By the other halacha, he says halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, like Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara wants, what do you mean, why would you need to say both halacha if they're both the same halacha? Just say it once. Then the Gemara says, no, it's necessary because if you would have said this one, you would have thought that. And the Gemara shows how it's a different cases of the halacha. So obviously you see that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Lazar are not the same reasoning. From the fact that we see Shmuel had to say halacha is like both of them, so they're not the same. So back to the question, why do you bring more proof from challah than from that of miyun? Miyun was purely Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar was not supporting. He was a different shade of that halacha. So Zigmar, you're right. The reason why the halacha of miyun wouldn't have been a proof that we say halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer in other sedarim is because it's, again, not purely Rabbi Eliezer. It's because another Tana supports him, and maybe that's why we said halacha is like him, which is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. The Tana like Lunam Braisa. Yehuda ben Bava heidvarim. He testified five halachas. First one is the same one like Rabbi Eliezer. Shememan nesekatanis, that we request from the minor wives in those situations to do miyun, like in the case of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Lazar, so that the husband can fulfill the mitzvah even, because or else he's going to be stuck without either one. So therefore we tell them to do miyun. So again, we see Rehud ben Bava is saying the same halacha like Rabbi Eliezer. Then he says other four halachas, that we can marry off a woman based on the testimony of one witness, which is if, let's say, her husband went overseas and she hears from one witness that her husband died, although generally we need two witnesses, in the case of a woman, of Aguna, we can marry her off based on the testimony of one witness. And Vishaniskal Tarnagal be Yerushalayim Mashal Harik Es HaNefesh, that they stoned a rooster in Yerushalayim because the rooster had killed a person. Like the Pasuk says in Shemais Chaf Aleph, Vehemes Etcha Isha, that if it kills a man or a woman, Hashar Yisakal, the ox that gored and killed it, has to be stoned. But that's what Allah is telling us, that it's not only an ox, it's also wild animals and birds, as the Gemara says about Mekabah and Dafnon Dalma Beis. We learn that where it says over here, Shar, it says by Shabbos Shar, just like over there, it means all animals here also. It's just the Pasuk picks the practical where they, in the biblical context, that an ox is normal to do it, not necessarily like a rooster. But the rooster, if it did it, would also be killed. And Val Yain ben Mem Yoim Shen Nisnasach Agab Mizbeach, wine that's at least 40 days old is poured as the wine libations on Mizbeach, because before it's 40 days old, it's actually invalid, because that's what's called Yain Megitei, freshly squeezed grapes, which is not considered distinguished enough to be used as Yain, as to pour for the Nisach Yain. And Val Tamit Shal Shachar Shakar Bedal Shais, and regarding the morning daily sacrifice, that has to be sacrificed within 4 hours from the halachic day. Now, says the Gemara, my katanas, when he testified, the first halacha, that there's miyun on the minors, what's the plural katanas? Lav chadad Rabbi Lazar v'chad Rabbi Eliezer, isn't it, because he's referring to two types, to these two different shades of this halacha, one being Rabbi Lazar, one Rabbi Eliezer. So you see that he's supporting Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore, we didn't want to bring a proof specifically from miyun, rather the one from challah was more precise. Rosh Gemara says, no, my katanas, maybe Rabbi Eliezer's halacha is only him, and therefore he should have brought a raya from there, which is what we're asking. And what is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava mean? He says minors in the plural. Katanas d'alma means minors in general. Meaning, really the testimony of ben Bava really maybe was only going to halacha of Rabbi Lazar, not on Rabbi Eliezer. And what he was saying was, all minors that are coming to do mean in front of us, like Rabbi Lazar's halacha, we teach them to go ahead and do mean. So then we're back to the question, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is not supporting Rabbi Eliezer either, so we could have brought the proof from mean. So he says, well, no, because if that would be the case, then by the next halacha that he says regarding a woman that we marry her off based on the testimony of one witness, Nisni Nashim. It should have said, Masin Nashim Apiyadecha, that we marry off women in general, when their husbands died, through the testimony of one witness. And then we would have said that it means women in general, like we're saying by Ketanis, it means Ketanis in general. Elam in the Hacha Ketani Isha, rather from the fact that over here it says in the singular, woman, Vahacha Ketani Ketanis, the first halacha says in the plural, minors, Shmamina Dafa Ketani, obviously it's precise to say Ketanis are two, because one's the halacha of Rebbe Lazar and one's the halacha of Rebbe Eliezer, whereas by Isha, there is no two halachas, just one. It said it in the singular, so shemaminah. So therefore, that's the proof that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was supporting Rabbi Eliezer in the law of miyun. And therefore, if we wanted to bring a raya that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in other contexts besides say this, besides say the Taurus, more than four places, the one was chala and not from the one of miyun. Now the Gemara says v'chein amar Rabbi Lazar, which this is going to halacha of Shmuel. This Rabbi Lazar we're referring to is an Amira. He's Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, because although we were mentioning before Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Lazar, that Rabbi Lazar of the halacha of Miun is a Tana, he's Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. But we're talking about an Amira over here, Amir Rabbi Lazar, that he says also like Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Eliezer bedal, halacha of Rabbi Eliezer in four different places, which are the four that we mentioned in the previous stop that Shmuel said the same halacha. But now here also the Gemara asks, as we asked on Shmuel, Vesulakar, are there no other halachas? But what's not is the mission in Mesach Zivamas that we start off the daf, that Rabbi Eliezer, he says, Malamnes, Eketan Shati Moin Boy, and we teach the minor wife to do Miyun, because or else we're going to be stuck over here, because he has the Zika, and he can't just divorce her, because then she'd be the oldest is going to be Achais Kereshase. So we teach her to do Miyun. Vamar Rabbi Eliezer, and Amar Rabbi Eliezer said, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. So you see, he holds like him in the fifth place. And v'chitim, if you're going to say, like we had answered for Shmuel, that Kiyom Rebbe Lazar Halacha Rebbe Eliezer Bedal was only to say the Taharis, Al B'Shas Sidrik, but like Shmuel, but in other Siddurim, he actually holds Halacha, is a Rebbe Eliezer? And that says, Gemara, Umiyaka? But here we can't give that answer. Does Rebbe Lazar really hold that the Halacha is a Rebbe Eliezer in other contexts too? But what's not? The question starts as follows. The Mishnah says in Masech L'Shviyas, Havered, the rose, Vakoifer, the henna, Vahaltum, and the birthwort, well, these are different types of basamim, of aromatic spices. Vahaktaf, which the Gemara initially assumes that it's a type of, as Rashi explains it, a type of tree, balsamic, that a balsam tree that doesn't make fruits. The quote, the fruit of it is the sraf, the resin, the sap that drips out of it. So these trees, these bushes, these vegetation, yeshlan shvius, they have the halacha of shmita, which is that you have to be mafkrit, has to declare ownerless, and you now do business with it. And the chiddush in this halacha is that we don't say that, what I mean, it's just trees. They're not fruits. The halacha of shmita does not apply to trees, as the Gemara says in Sukkot Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We say no, that these are the fruits of these trees, which are these aromatic the ketaf, that what you're pulling out, the sap is considered the rose. These are considered the fruits of these trees, so it has the halacha of shmita on it. Or the domain shvius, and even its monetary value gets the sanctity of shmita. And yeshlan beer, ula demain beer, and they have the halacha of having to liquid to get rid of it, and even its monetary value, which is when there's no more of this produce for the wild animals in the field, you have to get rid of it from your house. And although we already said that it has the halacha of Shemitah to it, you have to say the halacha of beer applies to it, because there are certain situations where it has the halacha of Shemitah, which you now do business with it and have other types of benefit, but it's not going to have the halacha of beer. For example, if it's something that's always extant, that's always there throughout the whole year, even in the winter months, where the wild animals are never in a shortage of it. But you're right, the opposite would be true, that anything that has beer has Shavias. So these halachas are going to be considered that they're as if they're peris, even though they're not actually peris, but it's the peri of this type of a tree. And if it's considered like peris, it has a halacha of Shemitah. Now, V'am Reptas, now regarding this mission, Reptas said, who Reptas is the son, and this is significant, of Reb Elazar ben Pedas, of the Amari that we had just mentioned before, he said, Man Tana, who is the Tana of this mission that said that these elements have the halacha of Shemitah, that he obviously holds katfa peri, that sap is considered fruit, which is not really, it's really a derivative of the tree, but it's in this context like a fruit, which is also a derivative of a tree. That's Reb Elazar. As we'll prove later on Ahmed Beis, Rabbi Eliezer says that if someone curdles milk with the sap of an arla tree, it's going to be forbidden, which we consider that as arla, as the fruit of the tree. Now, so therefore he says, this time is Rabbi Eliezer. So Vamer B'zeiri says, Chazi, you should see, Dibinach u'me'avuch, from you, from the halacha you just said, and from your father, who we quoted him before, of Rebbe Lazar ben Pedas, the Amar Rebbe Lazar, Keshrisu katfal alma. You're permitting the sap of a Shemitah tree for the world to have benefit from it, and not to be limited in the halachas of Shemitah. Why? At Amrit Man Tana Katfaperi, you said, who's the Tana of this Mishnah that says that the sap of a tree is forbidden the Shemitah year? You said it's Rebbe Eliezer. The Avuch Amar halacha Rebbe Eliezer Bedalad, and your father said halacha Fazer Rebbe Eliezer in only four halachas and not more. So obviously that we don't follow Rebbe Eliezer in this stringent halacha of considered Katfaperi, because that's not one of the four. So based on what you're saying with your father, you're basically saying, so katva, the sap of the tree, the resin, is permitted on the Shemitah. Now, says the Gemara, b'vimi, so now if it would be like we would attempting to answer by asking, wait a second, Rebbe Lazar said, Allah Rebbe Lazar only in four places, not in five, but we find the fifth one. So he said, no, four would be in Seder Taras. The other ones, yeah, and other stuff could be, b'vimi, so if that would be the case, then lay, then they should have told him, wait a second, it's not true what you're expounding from me and my father. When does my father say Allah is like Rebbe Lazar only in four places? That's Seder Taras, Abishar Sidri Iki, but in other stuff could be, so it could be the Allah falls like him in this Mishnah Masechta Shviyas. Why is he saying that, obviously, that it's Mutter, because the one that says us, Rebbe Lazar, and we don't say like him, maybe it is, because that's not in Seder Taras. Maybe then we would say Allah is like him. So the Gemara says, you're right, obviously, that we, it's from the fact that he didn't answer that, obviously, not like Shmuel, Rebbe Lazar holds that Allah is Rebbe Lazar only in four, and that's it. But then the Gemara says, Elakashahi, but then we're difficult, what do we do with the Allah of Miyun? We have Allah of Miyun, that Rebbe Lazar says Allah is like Rebbe Lazar, and that's not one of the four. But he said it's only four. So says the Gemara, Mishum Nikoi Rebbe Lazar Kavaseh. Because the Tan Rebbe Lazar held like Rebbe Eliezer in that halach of Miyun, therefore that's not really saying that it's only like Rebbe Eliezer. When it's only Rebbe Eliezer, it's only four places in all of Shas, and that's it. It's not like learn the Mishnah. Rebbe Lazar, I mean, he says, Malam Nesekitan, Shet Tamayim Bay. We teach the minder to do Miyun, and therefore that's why we say halach is like Rebbe Eliezer, because Rebbe Lazar is like him. Says the Gemara, but Umikai, like we had mentioned this discussion before, is Rebbe Lazar the same as Rebbe Eliezer, and that's why we're saying like Rebbe Eliezer? But Vatzruchim Etzruchin Yilu, but we said that they're necessary, they're two different halachas. V'lidam Eladot, they're not comparable. Says the Gemara, you're right, El Mashum Dekoy Rebbe Yehuda Ben Bava Kabasei, rather, because Rebbe Yehuda Ben Bava, as we prove from the plural of Ketanis, says like Rebbe Lazar and like Rebbe Eliezer, that's why halach is like Rebbe Eliezer and not halach of Mian. But the Gemara continues asking on this Amay Rebbe Lazar. The Suleka, are there really no other places in the whole of Shas besides the four places that we mentioned that Allah is like Rebbe Eliezer? But Votnam, we learned the Mishnah Masechtas Brachas that says, Rebbe Kiva Omer, he says, Omra, we say Havdalah in Shemayin Esrei on Matzah Shabbos, Bracha Reviz Befnei Atzma, as its own separate fourth Bracha. Means to say, he holds that we don't include in the Bracha of Chayin Hadas, which as we do, we say Atachayin Atanu in the Bracha of Chayin Hadas. He says, no, it's its own fourth Bracha. After you say the third Bracha of a Kela Kaddish, you're going to say the bracha by itself of Havdalah. Rebbe Eliezer, I mean, he says, you actually say by the bracha of Maidim. Now, Vamer Rebbe Lazar, he says, Allah is the Rebbe Eliezer, and where he says this is Rashi brings it's actually a bracha in Yerushalmi. But you see, then a different halacha, that of Havdalah in Matzah Shabbos, Shemayin Esrei, he's saying, halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer. I thought it's only four places, not five. So my Rabbi says it's not difficult because Ahuda Amma Meshum Reb Chanina Ben Gamliel. Again, it's not purely Rebbe Eliezer because, as we're going to prove from a Braisa, that halacha that Rebbe Eliezer was saying that we're saying is like him was actually in the name of Reb Chanina Ben Gamliel. That's why we like him. But if it was purely Rebbe Eliezer, we wouldn't say like him. That sounds like within a Braisa. The Braisa brings the same achleik. Rebbe Kiva Omer says Omer Bracha Reviz Befnei Atzma. He says its own fourth bracha by itself. Reb Chanina Ben Gamliel Omer Baido. The same halacha that we quoted before from the Mishnah that was Rebbe Eliezer. The Braisa is bringing from Reb Chanina Ben Gamliel. So that's why we say that halacha is like him, purely because he was saying a name Reb Chanina Ben Gamliel. Tosh Sigmar Namad Beis asks, how could you say that? Well, Koshesh Menei Tuva, Rebbe Eliezer was much older than Rebbe Chanina Ben Gamliel, because Rebbe Eliezer was the niece of Rebbe Gamliel, who was the son of Rebbe Shimon Ben Gamliel, who was killed by the Aruge Malchus, and he was his brother-in-law. The Gemara says, "But Metzid Nafnam Tesma Beis." Rebbe Chanina was the son of Rebbe Gamliel, so he was much younger. How could Rebbe Eliezer be saying over the halacha name of Rebbe Chanina Ben Gamliel? And the rather says the Gemara, no, the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer, Mishum Dekoy Rebbe Chanina Ben Gamliel B'Shir Taseh. Only because Rebbe Chanina Ben Gamliel had that same opinion. Yeah, he was much younger, he wasn't saying in his name. But because he follows in that same opinion, as we quote in the Braisa, that's why I said halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer, but if it was purely Rebbe Eliezer, we wouldn't say the halacha is like him. But the Gemara says, Umikai? Is it really so? Rebbe Chanina Ben Gamliel, as recorded from the Braisa, is saying the same opinion like Rebbe Eliezer? But Ratanya learned the Braisa, it seems to contradict this. The Braisa says, O Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur, starting off Yom Kippur at night, so Mispal Shevo Mizvada. That Ma'ariv, we daven seven brachas in the Shemayin Esrei and say confession, say vidui. Shachris mespal sheva mesvada, in the morning tefillah we say seven brachas and say vidui. Musav mespal sheva mesvada, by Musav we say seven brachas and we say vidui. Mincha mespal sheva mesvada, by Mincha, the afternoon prayer we say seven and we say vidui. B'ne'ilu mespal sheva mesvada, by the closing tefillah of Yom Kippurim we say seven and we say vidui. Ba'arvis, by Matzah Yom Kippurim, mespal sheva me'ein Shemayin Esrei. We say seven brachas, that like has a form of the Shemayna Esrei brachas. Mean to say, in the seven brachas, you're going to be saying something that is an abridged version of the Shemayna Esrei. For example, you say the first three brachas, which are always a standard, and the last three brachas as normal, the Shvach and the Haidah, beginning and end, and then the bracha of Havinenu in the middle, which Havinenu is every word is like basically another bracha of Shemayna Esrei, and you conclude Shemayat Tefillah, as the Gemara says in brachas Afchates Ma'av, which includes some form of all the brachas. That's what you do on Matzah Yom Kippur. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Mishum Avoyse Weimer, who this is who we discussed, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, he's the name of his fathers, the Mispal Shemayna Esrei, right? No, you have to daven all the regular Shemayna Esrei, 18, 19 brachas, and they should tzarech lem havdol b'chein hadas, because you have to say havdolah in chein hadas. Wait a second. We just said he's like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore we're not saying like Rabbi Eliezer. It's really like Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, that he's saying by Maidim, and here we're quoting him that he's saying by the bracha of chein hadas. So Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, it's not difficult. This braisa that we're quoting, that saying that you say Havdalah is by the bracha of Chayin Hadas, is in the name of his fathers, as the braisa quotes. Really, he doesn't hold of it. Rather, he holds as the previous braisa says, like Rabbi Eliezer, which you say by Maidim, and therefore that's why Rabbi Eliezer said like Rabbi Eliezer. But it's not purely because of Rabbi Eliezer, it's really because of Rabbi Chanina being Gamliel. So that concluded that discussion. Now the Gemara goes back to what was mentioned parenthetically. Bzeir had asked. He says, "Hey, I just want you to know, based on you and your father, we brought that in as a proof that Rabbi Lazar, unlike Shmuel, says no. There's only four places that we hold like Rabbi Lazar in all of Shas, and we proved it from Rabbi Bzeir saying to Bar Pedas that he said the son of Rabbi Lazar Bar Pedas that." You should just know, based on you and your father, you're permitting Kitaf in the Shemitah year, because you're saying it's Rabbi Eliezer, and your father says we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer besides those other four places. So, ask Rabbi Yirmi to Rabbi Zera, what are you telling Bar Pedas? Va'atli Tisbar, don't you also hold the man Tana Katva Peir, the who's the Tana of that Mishnah Shviyas that holds that the Sab is, quote, Peiris, which is to say that it would have a problem of Shemitah, is Rabbi Eliezer who? And therefore, yeah, we don't pass like him, and therefore, yeah, it's going to be permitted. But what's not? The Mishnah Masechet Arla seems to clearly say this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says, Hamayim, if someone curdles, which is the process of making cheese by putting in an ingredient that curdles the milk, turning it into cheese, Bisraf Arla, if he does it through the sap of an Arla tree, which is a tree in its first 3 years, that the fruits of the tree is forbidden, that Asr makes the milk forbidden. So you see that Sraf, that's saying that that's considered pre, is Rabbi Eliezer. So what are you telling him that is, oh, just know, you and your father, it's not just him, you also agree, it's a Mishnah in Arla that says it's Rabbi Eliezer. It says Rabbi Zeir, no, he says, I could tell you that no, the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas that holds Katva's Peiri could even be like Rabban, and therefore it wouldn't be a Raya. I could say that Halacha would still tell us that it's going to be forbidden, because it could be like Rabban. He's saying it's Rabbi Eliezer. I could say it's Rabban. Because Ad can only plead Rabban the Ledger Rabbi Eliezer, because you're right. Although the Mishnah Masechta Arla, which is saying it's only Rabbi Eliezer that holds that the Sraf is pre, but the Rabban disagree, that's Ela B'Katva de Gavza. That's only by the sap that's dripping out of a tree, which is that's like a tree itself. And yeah, that's where they hold that's not considered like a pre. A B'Katva de Peiri, which that's what we're changing now. We're saying that the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas is a different type of a case. But the Katav, the sap, the resin of unripe figs, Maidule. There, the Chacham, the Rabban, actually agreed to him and would hold that that would be considered Peiri, and therefore the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas, unlike Bar Pada, actually could be not like Rabbi Eliezer, it could be like the Chacham, and therefore it would be us in the year of Shemitah, because that would be halacha like the Chacham. It's not like we actually learned that Mishnah that we just quoted before that says the same idea. Amri Bishua, he says, no, Shemati Beferish says, I explicitly heard that it depends in this Mishnah Arla. Shahamaimid Bisrafa Allah, and if someone curdles the milk with the sap of a leaf, or Bisrafi Karno, the sap of the trunk of a tree, that's mutter, that's permitted, because that's the Chacham, that holds that sap of a tree is like tree itself, that's not a pre of Arla. B'srafa pagan aser. But if the sap of the unripe figs, that sap is forbidden in Neshu Pri, because that's a pri. And therefore, that's the case that the Mishnah Masechet Shvi was talking about, and that could be like the Chacham, and therefore, that was his question he had on Bar Padas. He's saying, just, you should know, you're permitting this sap in the Shemitah here, but according to me, it could be like the Chachamim, which would be awesome. Or the Baisim, if you want, you could say that a different differentiation that Reb Zeri could hold. Ki plig Rabban Eled Reb Eliezer, although we find that they disagree in that Mishnah Masechet this Arla on Reb Eliezer, you could say it's Be'il Hoysa Peiris. In a tree that makes produce, so the produce, the fruits are the peri, the sap is not going to be considered the pre. That's where they disagree. But by a tree that doesn't make peris, they would agree that then, okay, then the sap, then the resin is the peri, and then they would agree as the Mishnah Masechet Shviz can be. There's now the good Mishnah Masechet Shviz that says, which the Rosh Hashanah says it's not a Mishnah, it's a Braisa, that Reb Shimon Oimrim, he says, Ein l'katav Shviz. The sap does not have the halacha of Shemitah because it's not a pri, it's not a fruit, so it doesn't have the halacha of Shemitah. The Chamar, the sages say, no, yesh le ketav shviz. The ketav has the halacha of Shemitah, and they shekat v'zeh period. It's just a tree, it doesn't have any fruits. So the resin, that is its fruit, and therefore the halacha of Shemitah would apply to it. Says the Gemara, Man Chacham, who's the sages over here? Lav Rabban, the pligaled Reb Eliezer, isn't it the Rabban who disagreed with Reb Eliezer by other trees, that although they say generally it's not a pri, but we see that by ketaf, they do hold like him, because since there is no pri, so then the ketaf is going to be the pri, which is like, as we just gave for the second answer, that when it's a tree that doesn't make peiros, they would agree, and therefore that's where Reb Zeri didn't necessarily hold like Bar Padas, for that halacha and that Mishnah, Masechet Shviyas, that is like Reb Eliezer. However, Amar Yahu Saba, but that elder said that, no, it's not a raya from this Mishnah Masechet Shviyas, what you're trying to differentiate. Because he says, Hacha Abner Biachan, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said. Machacham, who's the sages here in this Mishnah? It's actually Reb Eliezer. It's Reb Eliezer himself, Dama Kitva Zeh Piri. He's the one that holds it. Sap is always considered a fruit. And therefore that he could be the Chacham, so it wouldn't be a raya to the differentiation we're trying to make. But says Gemara, but Reb Eliezer, it's Reb Eliezer. So my Iriya Elon Sheinoi Sepri, then why would he pick specifically a case of a tree that doesn't make fruits to say, oh, and there the Kataf is going to be the Pri, a Fili Elonoi Sepri, but then even the tree that makes Peris, he holds Kitfezer Peri. It's always considered a Pri. So then wouldn't it seem to be that the Chum are those who disagree with Reb Eliezer? Says Gemara, no, the Devrim Durabban Kamalu. It was Reb Eliezer, but he was explaining to the Rabbanan according to their own reasoning. And he was telling them as follows. Lididi says, Rabbi Eliezer, according to me, says, even the tree that makes fruits, the kataf is still considered the pri. But Liditchu, oidili mihas, be'ilon she'ino isaperis, the kitfazepiri. What he was telling them was, at least agree to me by a tree that doesn't make fruits. So what would be the fruits? Then that would be the resin, that would be the sap that comes out of it. Which for Rabban, Amrle, but the Rabban would tell him that no, Loishna, there's no difference. We don't consider the Kataf to be the Peris, again, according to this rejection of the Raya, which wouldn't support the second interpretation that we're saying for Reb Zeri that the Rabban would differentiate, depends if a tree that makes the fruits or not. No, this rejection would say you can't say that. It would be like the way Bar Pada says it, that it's only Reb Eliezer who says that the Kataf is the Pri, and the Chum wouldn't differentiate if it's a tree that makes fruits or it doesn't. Now, the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our Mishnah, which we said that one of the four women that we say die in Shaitan, when she has a flow of blood, we say, okay, we only assume it happened now, not necessarily before, was a basula. Says the Mishnah, Isaiah basula, what's considered a virgin? It's koshal rasta b'chula, it's any woman that didn't see dam, even if she got married, and she's, quote, not a basula in that way, she's still, and for this halacha, considered a basula. As the Gemara elaborates, turn about one of the braisa. Nisus v'rasa dam machmas nisun. If she woman got married, she saw blood because of marriage, which is the hymenal blood that comes out when the woman gets married, or yolda v'rasa dam machmas leida, or she got married and got pregnant and she gave birth and she saw blood because of birth, where there's blood that comes by childbirth. Says the Braisa, dain ani kari la basula. I can still quote in this halacha as a basula, as a virgin. Why? What does that mean? Shai basula shamru, as we explained in the Mishnah, because the basula that we're saying in this halacha of dain shaitan, it means basula's damim. It means a virgin regarding what the context, a virgin regarding the blood of nida, of the menstrual blood. But like basula's basulim, we don't mean the blood of basulim, the general, the hymen, the what we generally call a virgin, which is the skin, the muscle that's blocking the opening of the vaginal area. No, even if the woman had B already, it's still going to be for her besulas dam, virgin of blood, because she never had blood due to the halacha of nida, and therefore even if she had blood because of a hymen or because of birth, that still wouldn't take away the halacha of dain shaitan of being besulas dam. That's the Gemara. Is that really so? But Vamrav Kahana, he says that Tanu Lidna Braisa, Gimel Besulas, and there's three types of virgins. Besulas Adam, virgin regarding man, Besulas Karka, virgin land, and Besulas Shikma, and a virgin sycamore tree. What does this mean? So the Braisa explains Besulas Adam, a virgin regarding man, is called Machle Nivola. As long as a woman did not yet cohabit with a man, she's considered a virgin. Nafkamina Lukango. The difference is regarding a Kango, the high priest, who has to marry a Besula. Or Inami, another difference would be like Subasa Messiah, if her Ksuba would be 200, which is if she had Bia, then we don't call her Ksuba anymore, then she only gets 100 dinar for her Ksuba. But if she's a Besula, she gets 200. That would be the difference. What's Besula's Karka? It's called Manchle Nevda. As long as the earth was never worked on, it's pure virgin soil, that's Besula's Karka. And what's Nafkamina L'Nachles? And the difference would be regarding the valley when they have to do the Egla Rufa, decapitated calf has to be where there was no work ever done in it. Or Inami, another difference would be L'Mekka Chamemcha, but business. If someone says that I'm selling you virgin ground, he has to give him ground that was never worked, because that makes produce that's very bountiful and fatty. That would be the ramification. What Besula Shikama, a virgin sycamore tree, is called Mashalei Niktitza, as long as it wasn't cut yet, because that was the custom to cut it, because that would increase its thickness, and then would bring out many branches in the place of where it was cut, which then it gets a different name called the Sadna Shikama, the cut sycamore tree. Now, Nafkamina, what's the difference is? L'mekech memcha, for business, because it's easier for the person to take a virgin tree, and which is still young, and cut it and make it thick. Or inami lemekatzitza b'shviyah. So another halachic difference would be regarding cutting it in the shmita year, because not like we learn in Mishnah Masechta Shviyah that says in kaitzin besula shikama b'shviyah. Specifically, you're not allowed to cut the virgin sycamore tree in the shmita year, neishi avoider, because that's work, because that's making it grow. Whereas already the cut sycamore tree, that would be a different halacha that would be permitted, because that wouldn't be specific type of avoider working it to create growth of the tree. Now, but so one thing says the Gemara, but Vimei said that's true that you have this new category of besulas damim. So listening nameha. So you should say there's four types of besulas, because it's not the classic besula regarding what we call a regular woman besula, because that's regarding her virginity. Here you're saying it's regarding regarding the menstrual blood. So that should be a fourth besula. So Amram Nachman Yitzchak says no, because as the Gemara gives many differentiations why it's not in this list of three. It's ki katani. When did this Braisa quote a list? Is midi de les l'shem levai, something that doesn't have a secondary name. Of a midi de es l'shem levai, but something has a secondary name like the besula of the Mishnah, like katani, that the Braisa didn't mention, because that's not just besula. The besula is called besula's damim. Because when we mention the context of women besula, we mean the besula's besula, regarding the virginity of her hymenal blood. So too, by karka when we say besula, and by the shikma when we say besula, you don't have to mention a secondary name, we know what we mean. Here you have to say besula's damim, therefore that wasn't included in the list of quote besula. Another interpretation of Shesh Breed of Idiom, he says, Kikitani, when did we say in the Braisa the list of Besulim, is midi de tal b'maisa, something that's contingent on an action, where it loses its name only with an action, where it won't lose its name unless you do an action with it. But midi de tal b'maisa is something that's not contingent on the action, it happens passively by itself, which is like the Besula's dam, where when she sees blood, she really automatically loses her name of, quote, Besula, of Besula's dam. Like Katani, that wasn't mentioned. Only something that you need an action to remove that Besula. Working the land, or whatever it is regarding those contexts. Another interpretation of Chanina Breed of Ika, Amar, he says, Kikitani, when did we say in the list three Besulim, is midid lahad lebriyasa, something that you can't go back to what it was. You can't make a woman back a virgin, you can't bring the land back to never having been touched. Midid lahad lebriyasa is something that goes back to the way it was, because a woman, when she gets older after menopause, she also is misulak is dam, also is like not having blood, just like a girl before she ever does have the menses. And therefore, look at Tani, we didn't mention that case. Ravina, he says, Kikitani, when do we say the list? Midi de kapital ezavina. Only something that those who are purchasing are particular about. But he puts his eye on this and he says, like for example, a besula, a person would prefer to marry more than a ba'ula. And also regarding land that was never worked, or the sycamore tree. But midila kapital ezavina, but something that someone who is purchasing would not be particular about, where regarding besula's dam, a person doesn't care, did she ever have a period, did not. Like Kitani, that's not mentioned. This interpretation, the Gemara says, what? But like Kapti, a person that's marrying a woman wouldn't care if she had blood or not? But Vatanya Lin, the Braiser, he says, Kashem Shasa Ar Yafal Isa, just like yeast is good for the dough, Kachdamim Yafin Leisha, so too blood, the menstrual blood is good for the woman. And Vatanya Mashem Remei, we learned in the Braiser name of Remeir, Kalisha Shademeb Merubin, any woman that has a lot of the menstrual blood, Benem Merubin, she has a lot of children. So we see that is something that interests a person. So the Gemara, no, Ela rather, Kikatani, when did we say the list? Is midi the kofetz aleha zvina? Is something that the consumer prefers the besula part of it. For example, the besula of besulim, that of the karka and the shikim, the person wants it to be virgin. But midi like kovetz aleha zvina, but something that the purchaser does not want that besula. Person does not want the woman that he's married to be a besula's damim, because that means to say she never yet saw her menstrual blood. He doesn't want that. He wants to know that she already saw it, that she could have children and have many children. So therefore, likatani, therefore we didn't say that case. Now, related discussion, as we brought in, there's three different besulim. Tanabon, when the Bryce says, Zehu besulis karka, what's qualified for virgin soil? It's called shemala reshushin. It's any that, if you bring up these small little pebbles, or it means these hard clumps of ground that was never turned over yet, ve'ina fartichech, and the earth is not soft, then we could assume that's virgin soil, that's the tough virgin soil, that we could assume is besulis karka. But if nimtza b'cheres, but if you find over there a shard, a piece of broken pottery, b'yidush and evdu, you obviously know that that earth was already worked, because if it wasn't worked, how'd that piece of shard get in there? Obviously, someone did something with the ground, and therefore that wouldn't qualify. Whereas sunma, but bedrock, is a reason besulis karka, you have the hard rock from cheshem evrejus, then you know that's virgin soil. Continuing to Halacha Mishnah, one of the four women that we say die in Shaitan, that we only presume it to have happened right now when we see it, is Mu'uberes, a pregnant woman. Which the Mishnah said, what is that? Mishida Ubra, when you recognize that she's pregnant. So the Gemara says, V'kama Hakaras Ubra, how far in pregnancy does that we consider that the fetus is recognizable, that the woman is pregnant, which then that gives it Halacha Musulakas Damim. So Sumchas Emir Shemir Meir, Shleish Chadashim, it's 3 months. That's the first trimester. After that, then the woman is already recognizably pregnant, and then it has that halacha. Now, says Remeir Vavpishin Raila Davar, even though there's no proof to this, Zeichel Davar, there is an allusion to this. Shemek says the Pasuk in Bereishis says, Vahi Kimishleish Chadashim, when it was already in the third of the months, Vagayim, etc., which it was told to Yehuda, saying, your daughter No Tamar has been Mizane, she was immoral because she's pregnant. And so you see that she's obviously pregnant, a third into the pregnancy after the first trimester. So you see that after 3 months, it's recognizable that a woman's pregnant. So the Gemara says, Zeichel Adav, you're calling an allusion to the thing? Krok Siv, Raigadali, it's a pasuk. It's a bona fide proof. It's saying clearly that when's it recognizable after the first trimester? Now, women who give birth, especially in Talmudic times, it's very much mentioned that after 9 months, and those who give birth after 7 months. So maybe it was recognizable her fetus after, a third of her pregnancy, which would be actually 2 months and a third, because maybe she'd given birth after 7 months. That's what we needed to say, that no, we go after the majority of women, which is after 9 months, which is after 3 months, but again, there wouldn't be a bona fide proof, and rather we call it a zeichel adav. Similarly, Tanabon, we're in the Braisa, same type of a discussion. Harisha Isa Becheskis Muberes, if a woman was in the presumption that she's pregnant, we see that she's pregnant. Verasa Damen, however, she sees blood, she has a flow of blood. Ve'achakachi pila ruach, and then she miscarries a sack which is just full of air, or called Dovish Einishal Kayama, or anything that's not of substance, that's not, doesn't have life in it. Sahari Becheskasa, she still retains her chazaka, which was that we knew she was pregnant, we saw her belly extended, v'dayishaita, and therefore, it's sufficient that regarding the blood that she saw, we don't say, oh, wait a second, we know that she was, quote, not pregnant, because no child came out of here, it was just a sack full of air. So retroactively, it was revealed that she wasn't pregnant, and therefore the taharis that she had to last 24 hours should be also problematic for taharis. We don't say that. We say that still she maintains our chazaka, and we're going to say dayishaita. Now, even though there's no proof for this, there is an allusion to this idea that being pregnant with ear is still considered pregnancy, and therefore we give her that kula, that leniency of a mubaris. When we see this, the Shemek says the blessing Yeshayah, it says Harina, we were pregnant, Chalna, we had the birth pangs, and it's as if we gave birth to just empty ear. Now, says the Gemara, my zeichel, why is this considered an allusion? That's a bona fide proof. It's saying that it's using terminology of birth on ruach, on ear. Says Gemara, Kiksev Haikra, when was that pasuk said? Bescharm Ksev. It was actually said regarding males, regarding the Jewish people. Obviously, that's just a mashal, that's just a metaphor, and therefore that wouldn't be a bona fide proof regarding a woman birth, but it is at least a Zeichel Dav. But now the Gemara actually asks Berminu from a Braisa on the actual halacha of the Braisa. Another Braisa says, Kishas Ashnayim. If a woman was having difficulty in labor for 2 days within the 11 days of Zayif, which the cycle goes 7 days of Nida, 11 days of Zayif, and Udlishlishi, and then also on the third day she saw dam again because of difficulty in childbirth, and then he pilaruch. What comes up? Not a child. She miscarries a sack full of ear on that same day, on the third day of having seen blood for the last 3 days. Or anything that doesn't have substance of a child. Now, she didn't have any pause in the birth pains. She had that consistently throughout the 3 days until she miscarries and out comes the sack of ear. Says the Braisa, Harizu Yeledis Bezav. This woman is considered a woman who, quote, gave birth in a state of Ziva. And hence, she has to count Shiv Nakim. She has to have 7 clean days of not seeing any blood at all. She didn't have to bring a carbon for her Ziva. Why? Don't we say generally when there's as we're going to shortly explain, when a woman has even 3 days of Ziva, but if she had no let up in the birth pains, that then she's not going to be tummy for Ziva? No. What we see from the Braisa is because since there's no child over here, so then it's not a birth. Obviously, it was not because of birth. It was because of Ziva that she saw 3 days together. It makes her a Zava Gedayla. But says the Gemara, that's difficult in the previous Braisa. V'yamrit le'demal yasehi. But if you say giving birth to a sack of ear is considered a regular birth, and therefore we give it the heterim of pregnancy, so then we can turn top of Testament Aleph, then you have the halach of kreshi samach l'leida, when there's birth pains, the difficulty in birth, that's near birth, which is that there was no let up from the pains in between, and the blood is coming because of the difficulty in childbirth, because of the child, rechmona tari. The Torah says that that's not going to be problematic from Ziva, even though it's within the 11 days, as the Gemara says later on, haflam involved in base. Obviously, even this Braisa, we don't consider that giving birth to ear is considered birth to give her that term of being pregnant, as we said in the previous Braisa. So Amar Papa, he says, you're right. As we just proved from this last Braisa, most definitely a sack full of ear is not considered birth. But regarding the halacha of the previous Braisa, of the halacha of our Mishnah, of Dayin Shaitan, it is considered a birth. Why? He says, because Hanach Me'is La'is Drabana, leave alone the halacha of contaminating tyrus from the last 24 hours, which we're being lenient over here, and saying, okay, she was Muberis, even though we know it was a sack full of ear, because that's Drabban, that's Rabbinic Halacha. For Rabbinic Halacha, we could be lenient. But you're right, in general, we're not going to consider that as pregnant, as giving birth, because it's not really a child. Or another interpretation of Papa, I mean, he says that, you're right, although we're proving in this last Braisa that it's not, quote, a child, even so, we're going to say Dayin Shaitan. Why? Because he says, Miduhu Taima, what's the whole reason why we say, one of the four women of a pregnant woman that died in Shaitan when she sees blood, we only presume it's happening now? It's Elamisham Duresha Kavitalavarin Kavednala. It's only because her head is heavy on her and her limbs are heavy on her. So because of that illness, therefore that removes her menstrual blood. So therefore we say, if she saw, we presume it just happened right now. We don't suspect it happened any earlier. So Hacha also over here, even though she's pregnant, quote, with a sack full of ear, Nami Roisha Vever or Kavenala. Her head and her limbs are also heavy on her. So that's going to do the same physiological process, start to remove the blood. So yeah, although it's not a child, it's not a pregnancy of a child, but it's still going to have the same halachic significance regarding Dayan Shaitan, and that for that reason. So you're right. Both interpretations are agreeing, like the last Braisa, that this sack full of ear is not considered a regular pregnancy and it's not considered a childbirth. And if you're going to have the problems about Zava Gedayla if she had the blood flowing for 3 days before she had that miscarriage. However, regarding the Halacha Me'is Li'eis, either because it's rabbinic or because it has Reisha and Aver Kavein Allah, therefore it will have the leniency of pregnancy to say Dayin Shaitan and not to be Metama Me'is Li'eis.